stallion around the ladies?
Well, they do nowadays. They didn't when I was a boy.
Gelding would be a general.
Well, now I'll tell you, my father never made any designation between the male and female animals, but unless he was speaking of the stallions, our neighbors had two, and he would always, we would know that he was speaking of the stallions. But a horse was a horse, no matter the sex.
Sure. The things they put on the horse's feet to protect them?
Shoes.
And you'd be more apt to refer to them as just shoes rather than rather than horse shoes.
Horse shoes.
Well, you go to a blacksmith, they can put some shoes on the horse, or he's going to sell a horse, and brother say he isn't shod, I don't want him. He is shod, and I have to change those shoes.
The part of the horse that you put, the part of the foot that you put the shoe on is called the
hoof.
And a horse has four.
Four hoof, yes. Four shoes. I've also worked at that work.
Mm-hmm. And they play a game with these things?
Yeah,
horseshoes.
They ever call that quoits or quoits?
No.
I thought quoits would play with some instrument just a little different from horseshoes, isn't it?
Roundly, rather than you peg it on a board and put it on a peg, but it's a round thing. Mm-hmm. I've heard that in the western part of the state, although in the eastern part, they'll say quoits, or northeastern, especially quoits for the game of horseshoes. They mean horseshoes.
The horseshoes is in Ohio as well as here.
Yeah. These plates are smooth on one top and flat on the other.
No, they're just perfectly round ring.
And the male sheep is called?
A buck.
And again, you wouldn't use any special word around the ladies. The female is called the
ewe.
And you raise sheep for mutton, maybe, but probably for the
wool.
Any way of distinguishing various types of hogs? The little ones and the big ones, and the male and the female? And
now you're up this alley.
Okay, tell me about them. The male is the...
Go ahead.
He's the male, just same as...
The boar.
Yeah.
Boar. Mm-hmm. And...
The little ones is the gilts, that is the female. And the old mother is the old sow. And
the little baby ones?
The pig.
Baby ones are the pigs.
The general term for all of them, you say?
Yeah.
Call them all hogs.
Hogs and pigs, yeah.
The big things?
Oh, those are the boars.
Tusk, you mean?
Yeah, the tusk.
And on the back of the neck?
Bristles.
Things you put the food in, the slop and the...
Well, I have the swill barrel and I have the slop trough.
You might have five of these things. You'd say, I have five.
Pig jaws.
Pig
jaws. That's what I'd call them.
25 or 30 years, they won't have slop barrels and pig jaws.
No, imagine that.
They've changed in the past.
Yeah. The noise that the calf makes for its mother?
The bawl.
And the noise that a cow makes when you take the calf away?
She moves.
Is that the same word when she's just hungry?
Well, yes, when she first starts in teasing you, and then if you don't give it to her, they'll let out a pretty good bawl sometimes.
And the noise a horse makes when he's hungry?
Nicker, whinny.
And what do you call a hen that's on an